We continue now our series of interviews with candidates for the upcoming by-elections, the South Douglas one in particular. And today, I'm glad to say in the studio, we have Keith Fitton. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Liberal Vannin candidate for South Douglas, a registered mental nurse. He also manages a charity here. From across originally, from Morecambe, in fact, still very keen supporter of Morecambe FC, believes in the party system. We need a strong opposition, he says. He describes the Council of Ministers as a political party in all but name. Yes, good morning, Mr. Fitton. Thanks very much for joining us. You believe that people should pay their fair share. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think at the moment we've been seeing a number of indirect taxes, and they're predominantly hitting lower income earners and the poorer people in our society. I'm not convinced that the tax cap in itself, in its current form specifically, works. And I think that could be addressed.
You say a tax and welfare commission would be a good idea to review and recommend. Look at the whole system.
Absolutely. I think that's the whole point, is to try and look at the entire system, try and make it fairer. People often say that Liv Vannin are simply a party of opposition and have no positive ideas. We've actually been meeting for almost a year and have a number of very positive ideas that we would look at trying to examine in more depth to check that they're feasible, workable and implementable.
You've obviously worked with the disabled. Do you see yourself as a champion of the disabled?
This is really quite an awkward one for me. I've been managing services for disabled people on the Isle of Man for 10 years now for a charity, but I only actually became disabled myself 2 years ago. So I don't want to be pigeonholed as a disability champion. However, there are a number of issues on the island that need to be addressed urgently, and they would have been passions of mine whether I'd become a disabled person myself or not. So my own disability is irrelevant in that respect.
The Disability Bill, of course, isn't it?
Well, the Disability Discrimination Act is now 9 years old now and is still not implemented, and I think that's an embarrassment. I think we're probably the only place in Europe that hasn't actually got implemented legislation. The DDA itself is now actually kind of old hat. The Equalities Bill should be the one that replaces that. However, already there are MHKs lining up to say they won't support that. And so we're still ending up with no support at all. And the really important bit here is that that piece of legislation helps people to spend money. It helps people to get into jobs. It's about actually being active in the environment. So it's not an expensive piece of legislation, it's hearts and minds.
Let's move into one or two of your ideas. A privately funded deep water link span to encourage competition in sea freight transport and to attract cruise liners. This is a grand idea, cost a lot of money.
Well, this has been a Liv Vannin idea for a long time, and before I joined the party. And it's something that has been looked at over a long period of time. The cruise ships, as you know, they come in, they dock in the bay, and 20 people get onto a dinghy to row ashore. Yeah, these are people who've got money to spend and they can't get to the island. So it's looking at whether it would be
feasible. But we're talking about tens of millions of pounds.
Yeah, it would be a huge capital scheme. And as I say, we were looking at the feasibility of it. We're not going to go ahead with pie in the sky ideas without making sure they actually can, you know, be cost-effective.
The penal system, you come up with a suggestion of weekend prison sentences. People continuing their jobs but go to prison at the weekend. That's interesting. Would they still keep their jobs if the employer knew that they were going to prison at the weekend?
I think it would depend on what the job is. Certain jobs, obviously, any kind of criminal record would preclude you, but there are other jobs where it shouldn't impact. And I think if it's for social aspects where somebody's maybe got drunk and disorderly and got into a fight or something, it's relatively speaking minor, then yes, why not? That'd be a good way to work with people.
The tender process, you want it fully open and transparent. You say that there are problems with the tender process at the moment. Is it possible to have a transparent tender process? Isn't there confidentiality involved in these things?
We do say that if there is a real reason for...
By we, you mean yourself or Liberal Vannin?
Well, it would actually be government. I mean, it's part of the Liv Vannin manifesto, but if we were in a position of government where we were making these decisions, or if we're indeed supporting government, because we're not just being naysayers to everything. So yes, there would be occasions where there would have to be some confidentiality, but in general terms.
Finally, quickly, is this Liberal Vannin policy you'll be pursuing in all regards, or are you an independent? Are you independently minded?
I'm very, very independently minded. I think you could see from our current MHKs, the two MHKs, that both Kate and Peter are quite clearly independently minded as well. So I'd certainly be an independently minded person. However, I think being part of a team, which is what the Lib Van is, we can push forward and make changes that are needed.
Keith Fitton, thank you very much for joining us in the studio this morning. Keith Fitton, one of the candidates for the South Douglas by-election.